they know the real you?
What you mean?
Do they know the real you?
What you mean?
You know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
Do they know the real Cazzo Wilborn?
You trying to instigate me right now?
Yeah, of course I am.
You see this, Cazzo?
Because I don't think they know the real you.
Do they know the real you?
I'm pretty sure because you didn't expose me a lot.
I mean, you didn't expose yourself.
I wrote my first song when I was 15. It was actually a rap. It's somewhere.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get
it. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah, of course we do.
Oh, yeah. She's excited.
It's
go ahead.
Really funny. I have never shown anybody. Like,
is it a file or?
I have it on my email.
You know what? Send it to me real quick. I'm going to play it because okay. I'm connected to this.
Okay. You guys are going to be like, this is hard, but you're also going to hear that like I was 15 okay. when I wrote it. Wait, I got to.
What do you go by? What's your stage name?
Arcana?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing.
This is going to be so funny.
Arcana.
For me, you'll never hear the words, I don't wanna get it. All my brothers heavy talking about shmoney and how they wanna get it. I just wanna see my mama happy, never stressing. That's a woman and a warrior who's always counting blessings. We posted up in Miami, your bitch won't stop Instagramming. She wanna taste the real life, yeah, all she know is getting piped. I'ma eat these veggies cause I won't need an animal. You alive, then you my brother, ain't no fucking cannibal. I hear Notre Dame is predicting the future, right? Trump gon' need to warm bomb the fucking country, right? Well, if that's the case, then I'm just vibing with my homies. Pass the spliff cause we're going somewhere holy.
Like, I didn't expect that.
Like, no cap, I could be just chilling in my bed, staring at the ceiling, just vibing. Really. That's the
high music.
Yeah. I was 15, yeah.
I was trying to think of who you sound like. It wasn't coming to me.
And you made that in your friend's bedroom?
Yeah.
15.
Walk me through that process of like how do you create a song?
My favorite thing to do like when I'm gonna make a song is like first find a good beat.
Okay.
Before anything, yeah. Once I have a good beat, then I'm like, this is fire. You know what I mean? Like I wanna be on this, the rest just comes. You just kinda like I'll sing what I hear on it. I'm like,
so beat kind of finds you,
like how you feel. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, and then I'm very like, I write pretty easily. Mm. So yeah.
Okay. You're just a natural.
I wish. It sounds so easy. Like I gotta come in and put my brain to work.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Like sometimes it is work to write, you know. But
he said he's more of a writer.
Yeah, I have to write something before I get on. I'll listen to the beat over and over, and like
you know something like. I wasn't comfortable freestyling with people until, I kid you not, like a month ago. Because I felt like I had to write too. Because I just feel like that's my thing. I'm a writer. So I don't want to be with a bunch of people and like say some stupid shit, you know? But then, I don't know, I was with my brother and his friends the other day. They were over. They were having like their gender reveals after everyone was gone. We were just vibing. Mm. And like one of them said something to me. I don't remember what it was. It was like just something. And I heard him. I was like, okay. And then I found it. I realized what it was like to be able to freestyle.
Damn. We're going to get a freestyle in this episode.
We're going to see.
I want to see.
No, we're not going to see.
We're going to try, but we're going to see if it's like.
We're going to try. Okay. We're going to try. Like, stay tuned for that. We don't know if it's going to be dropped for real, but.
Honestly, I'm very happy I can sing. Like, I can't imagine not being able to sing.
Oh, man. I wouldn't shut up.
Already now, I'd be feeling myself. I feel like if I was in a car listening to someone, I'd be like, I could do this better.
I'm saying.
I feel like I could sing way better than you.
You know what's crazy? I don't consider myself musically talented. But I see a lot of people making music now.
You have potential, though. You do.
That's what I was going to say. I see a lot of people making music. I'm like, all right, I'm not great, but I feel like I could do better than that.
Okay.
And you're doing this full time. You came in studios.
You're doing this full time, yo.
I know the studio charges that up. So, for aspiring artists, if someone let's say a lot of people are telling you or accepting that you can't sing, how do you go about that? If you feel like you have this dream, but they're like, yo, it's not it. About that.
At that point, like, you really just have to, like, believe in yourself. Like, and it sounds so cheesy. Like, I've never really gotten that personally. But yeah, I imagine you.
So how do you get better? Like, you know, like with the athlete, you practice, train.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah.
To work hard. Like, you had a gift. I'm sure you work hard, but you had a gift since you were three, mm-hmm. on top of your hard work. So say I wanted to pick up and start singing today. How do I practice? How do I get better?
Definitely vocal exercises and get a vocal coach, because that will help you a lot.
Do you think it's possible to
ever... You can
ever...
be like, okay, you can be average, have a vocal coach, and you'll come out and like you'll at least be able to look at the person and be like, I can tell you've had training. Like you can...
So if I was absolutely terrible and I got a vocal coach, I practiced and everything, mm-hmm. is there a possibility to get to a point where I could sing for real?
We could be mm-hmm. the next Beyonce.
For real?
Yeah. Most people just don't know how to like...
the next Beyonce. Hey.
Right? I was like, yeah. I'm just here to vibe with y'all.
Hey, you hear that?
You heard that?
Just like Cole, flaunting it like Hove. Listening to Kendrick while taking the bus back home. Yeah, that was my life, dog, but shit has gotten sweeter. And worry about your glass and making sure that mine is greener. Making sure I got something to show for the girl that never slept, cause the bus is a bumpy road. It's a story I never told, cause appearances gon' keep up. But as long as I make appearance, the doors gon' keep opening up. And I thank God I had to struggle. And I thank God that I needed to fight. Woo!
Your growth is crazy. From your first song to now, it's crazy. You could tell, like, you sound extremely confident now.
Thank you.
Very confident. You sound like you're, like, very comfortable, like you found your voice.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, you could tell in it. You could tell in it.
Damn. See, you better than me with that, because you critiquing it, analyzing it, and I'm just like, whoo.
Oh, yeah, I was vibing, but I'm like,
I feel the vibes.
I could hear it in her voice. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, she like that. I could tell she feels like she's like that now.
Yeah.
I
could tell. She's talking your shit now.
Hey,
yeah. I haven't recorded a lot of rap songs between that and now either. Like,
is that considered rap or R&B?
No, that's R&B.
I feel like it's both.
Really?
Like, in the first verse, I'm rapping, and then after that, I'm more, like, sing-songy.
Okay.
So, it has a rap in it, but I guess it's R&B. I don't know.
You said
is that released?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm. No, you said it won't be released for a while.
Probably not.
Why not?
Probably not.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's something that's, like, for me, like, almost, like, album material, and I'm not going to release an album right now. I'm more, like, doing EPs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And, like, it's a song that I really want to have, like, a good budget for, like, a video and everything, you know, like.
Okay.
So that's why I'm waiting out on it until it's, like, the right time.
I did have a question. You said in there that you get your hustle from your father. Mm-hmm. And then what did you say about your mother?
I thank my father for the hustle. Uh-oh. And my mother for showing what was right. Yeah. Hey. My mother for showing what's right.
Show us right. Okay.
I like how you can just recite the lyrics like that. Like, damn, man. I want to make some music.
Let's make a song. Let's make a song right now.
We're going to. Go ahead. Ask your question. Then we'll get into it.
So, I could tell you take your career very serious. So how do you do like a work-life balance? Like how do you balance your friends and then your career? Like how do you have fun? Like how do you separate business from pleasure?
Honestly, I feel like as an artist, I would love to, like, mend the two into each other.
Okay.
Like, I feel like being an artist is, like, having the privilege of, like, you know how it is. Like, you see rappers, like, they seem like they're, like, living their life and then, like, mm-hmm. like go to the club, go to the studio. It's kind of like, you know, like, so.
Okay.
For
okay.
me, music doesn't feel like work. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I go to the studio, I vibe with everyone there. They're all my homies. I love them all. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
It's like easy when it comes to something that's like this
comes
creative.
Natural.
Yeah, this doesn't feel like
this
work.
Is like a creative thing.
So like, with this industry, do you think you've lost some friendships or anything like that?
Not with this industry in particular. Not like because of music, per se.
So no beef in the studio.
No. I wouldn't like that.
How do you balance your friends outside of music? Like, if you busy, you know, you got an EP coming up, you got to do studio time, they want to hang with you, you know, but you got goals you focus on. How do you balance that?
My friends are really, like, supportive, my friends that I have now. So they actually all really, like, believe in me. So, like, if I tell them I'm going to the studio and stuff like that, like, they're like, cool, like, do it, you know? I do have, like, some friends that, like, I don't know, I feel like growing up is, like, kind of weird because I feel like you, like, you kind of see, like, who's really, like, down for you and who's not, stuff like that, you know? Even people, like, you really, like, cared about. And it can be hard. Like, I feel like, not to sound like the biggest, like, loser ever, but, like, I don't even have that many friends right now just because, like, people fade out. And I'm also really, like, I don't know, personally, I'm, like, kind of picky about who I like.
Sometimes you got to keep your circle small.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, especially with what I'm trying to achieve and stuff like that and what I'm doing right now. I have to be very centered and focused. Like, you got to be, like, you got to be on your shit and, like, you got to be a good person. Like, I'm very, like, you know, because you can get lost, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, friends are great, but, you know, if they're not your real, real friends, they can be a distraction.
Facts.
And if they don't, you know, understand you got to do the studio time, you got to put your time in, or you give up one day to hang with whoever, you know, you lose working on yourself. We can kind of, I feel like we can kind of relate to that because, especially with the podcast,
100%.
Sometimes like if we tell people, like, if we get invited somewhere, yo, we can't make it, we're doing an episode. I feel like we got to the point where they understand that.
Oh yeah.
Cause you know, this is an art too.
Yeah.
And if we're going out with them, then.
Yeah. I would hope that your friends that want to see you do better, like.
Right.
Like, work on
and yourself. If they don't, then they're not real friends.
I feel like at the beginning, they didn't really take it serious.
Nah, they didn't.
They didn't really take our career serious. Now, it's, like, just the beginning. Like, okay, oh, wow, they're serious about it.
Because they see you're dedicated. Like, you're actually dedicated.
Consistent. Like,
yeah, because we started out for fun. We just, you know, it was just hanging out, drinking.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. But then we're like, all right. We even realized ourselves, like, we got to take this serious. You know, I don't know if it was the same with music. You know, maybe you started out for fun, realized you could sing, and then you're like, oh,
yeah, you said,
I can actually do this.
Yeah, you got to a point where you're like, I can do this. Like, I got to take it serious.
Right.
Yeah.
That was during the pandemic, you said. You started to take it serious.
Yeah, it was before that. And then it was like, I think the pandemic was in March, and that was right when I wanted to drop something.
Yeah.
And then all that happened, and I had to just wait it out. So that was kind of a bummer. But it was actually a blessing in disguise, because when I couldn't go in the studio, I was like, it made me even more hungry to, like, do it. Like, not being able to do it made me hungrier coming out of it to, like,
she got that ambition.
You know?
So, you want to get this freestyle?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to let you pick, though. I don't know what kind of instrument
you're going to let
me
pick? I've never had to pick. So, you could pick.
What?
I'm not a picker.
Wait, what she said? You said J. Cole, Kendrick. You like a Kendrick or a J. Cole type beat?
Honestly, you could do anything.
Interesting.
Like, what was your third one? You said J. Cole, Kendrick.
I mentioned Hov, too.
Hov?
Jay-Z.
I didn't even hear that.
Oh, Jay-Z. I didn't hear that.
Oh, in my top three?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the song. Oh, yeah. It was J. Cole, Kendrick, and then I threw Drake in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do Kendrick. I don't think we ever done a Kendrick.
Hey, real quick. Who was your other two?
Oh, damn. Because
you said Tory. You said Tory. Real quick. I just want to... Two more.
Mine changes. Don't quote me on this, because you know you internet gangsters be talking whatever. Don't quote me on this. I like Future.
Oh, you toxic. Oh, you know it. That makes sense.
But chill. Listen. Sometimes a part.
You just
of
like just Future's one. Music, yeah.
Future is the trap goat. He's the greatest trap rapper out there.
Selling dreams and breaking hearts too.
I'm chilling. last one. I might have to pass on that one. Only because I don't have an exact one right now. I don't want to say some BS answer.
Okay.
We're going to come back to it. But I my music taste is very open. I like literally everything
except
country and rock. Mm-hmm. I like everything. I have my EDM days. I have my pop days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all depending on how you feel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even lately, I don't listen to country. I don't. But I can appreciate it more than I did before. Before I was like, eh. But now I actually can hear country and be like, okay, I see what y'all did there.
I can appreciate
it. But I don't listen to it, but I can appreciate it. I think I don't really like folksy, like indie. Like where they have the guitar and they're like, the flies on the trail. So sorry, I don't want to offend anybody. I can respect it. It's not my vibe. But I like everything else.
So quick confession. I went to a country concert.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I went to a country concert. Oh, man. It was not for me.
Really?
Everyone was vibing, but
Explain.
It was an experience, but I'm glad I did it. It was cool to experience it, but it's definitely something. It's definitely not something that I would continue to do.
Like, did you ever find yourself being like?
No. The only time I found myself doing that is when they had an intermission and they were playing the cha-cha slide. That was the best part of the concert for me.
So you paid like $300 to like
listen to cha-cha slide? God, it was only $30. Ooh, chill out.
Oh, okay.
I'm not paying no $300 to go to a country.
Hell no,
concert.
Not for no country. Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah, I guess I'll
get this. What are your top three? Well,
oh, yeah, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Okay, I don't really have an artist for my number one, but I'm from Jersey, so I like Jersey club music. I don't know if you heard of it.
What the? No, that don't count.
No, I mean.
It's not an artist.
It's like,
I listen to it almost every day, so that's why I say it's not number one, but artist. Okay, all right. Drake, Chris Brown, and Trey Songz.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are good ones. Why? I know what you're going to say. It's very light skin. I get it. I know. I get shit.
Light skin ass Liz.
I get shit for it. Okay.
Light skin ass.
Who doesn't like Drake?
Everybody people likes like Drake. Artists, they see themselves in, I guess.
And you know what's funny?
And who doesn't like Chris Brown?
I love Chris Brown and Trey Songz, but they just not. I don't know if they're
for,
top
for
three.
For R&B, I like Trey Songz. I really like his music. I feel like even just his personality, just everything, his whole persona, he's just a very. He inspires me to be that smooth all around. I like that. I don't know. I just like his whole persona. Like,
Interesting.
His music is really good, and he's just very, like, let me not say
that. I'm not hating on you.
Let me not say that. Go ahead. No. I was going to say, his music is really good to play.
Go ahead and say it.
In the bedroom.
Go ahead. Yeah. I mean, you know you want to say it.
We're going
to
edit that
out. Just get it out there.
We're going to edit that out.
All right, let me play this for you. Let's see what you got. We're going to cut it off. Cut it all out. I need that. Little DJ sound.
I'm trying to think of something that would go with this song.
It's called Smoke. That's the name of the beat.
All right.
Confused.
Damn. I'll do smoke.
Let me do smoke. All
right.
I'll do smoke and confused. Kind of confused. You left me, man, you had me feeling used. So much pressure, okay, ready?
No pressure.
We not looking.
This is something you could smoke to. This not something that you supposed to. Sing over, man, I'm rapping. You already know what it is. I'm trying to get up in that biz. It's the music industry. Man, got me growing like a tree. Hold on. I need a different word.
Wait.
You know what
she
it
said it's something you could smoke to.
Hey.
Hold up, wait a minute. This is something I drink to.
Hey.
Pull up shots for my niggas. How we feeling? Ooh.
Okay.
And we go round two and we got the juice. Orange juice with the ENJ. We feeling great. Cash stepping in and you know I should just say.
Hey.
I'm just talking shit, but it's another fucking day. It's the weekend and we on the podcast. Ay.
Hey.
And we got R. Connor. She official with the music. Yeah. And she got me feeling good, feeling used, yeah. Cause she said, what you said? You was confused?
She confused. Says confused she and feeling confused. Used. Something like that.
Yeah.
Tell me what you drinking on. Yeah, tell me what you drinking on. I need a word.
Drink.
What's in your drink? Tell me what you think about this. Not trying to diss. Oh, I'm good at dissing people. Wait, hold on.
She's good at dissing people.
All right, ready? Am I gonna hurt you guys?
Oh, she about to diss us.
Pick whoever you want.
Hey, go ahead. Go off.
Okay.
Okay.
Man, sorry. I gotta diss your cap. Man, tell me what the fuck is that? Man, tell me
what's up with your cap?
You're not getting way easy either.
Oh shit.
I see you got that hoodie on. Please.
It's my room.
I can't. I don't know you guys will know. I feel bad.
No.
Don't feel bad.
Kill us.
can we try a different beat?
Of course.
Something more like hype.
Yeah, she's gonna talk about your hat. What were you gonna say?
What the hell?
What were you gonna say? What are you gonna say about his hat?
Go off.
The Raptors.
All right, go off on us.
Trash. They trash.
Say what, say what you gotta say.
Sound like it's gonna be hard, okay.
Mm-hmm. Get into it.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
we can always cut it out. Just get into it. Alright.
Get into it.
Okay. You go off.
No, your turn. Nah, she got shit to say.
I'm trying to think of something.
Wait, hold on.
Your word is smoke.
Smoke?
Smoke. Go ahead.
Smoke.
Smoke.
Toke.
Toke.
Don't look at me like I'm a joke.
Hey.
I'm just trying to smoke.
Huh.
I'm just trying to hit these notes. I'm just trying to catch this flow.
Flow.
I'm trying to smoke on the balcony. Cause we in Fort Lauderdale. And you know we feeling good. And you know we raising hell. And we stepping out. What we really about. Kevin over there, shout out, he the really man.
Hey!
I don't even know what I said.
I don't know what you said either, because I'm about to go off what you said.
I know, I fucked the end up.
It's all good.
What's your word? What can I give you your word? Your word.
Kevin over there,
ooh.
He really focused, he ain't even trying to stare.
Hey!
He not doing any drugs, he in there. Man, you not doing drugs, you could stay over there. Over here, yeah, I'm with my fucking peers. I know you wanna be here. Man, headlight like a deer. And I'm really fucking trapping. I'm with the gang and we rapping. Yeah, you dead, now we're rapping. You up, capping.
She with the gang and she rapping. I'm with the gang and we snapping.
Hey.
You know what it is. We just trapping.
Hey.
We doing drugs. Bitch, we is rapping.
Rapping.
I'm just playing. We ain't doing no drugs. I'm just on the podcast. We is just some thugs.
Hey.
I'm chilling with Arcana and Chris really snug. He got the fresh fit on with the boots and Uggs. He feeling nice. And you know from his jersey, wait, I messed it up. I just had to get my And I really know I can't fuck it up. But shout out to Kev again. He's the editor. He's the editor.
Yeah, he's the editor. I know he feeling her.
That was our first time freestyling.
By the way, yeah, Yeah, that was great, but we're not doing drugs, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, we don't condone that. We don't condone
that. I peeped that. Y'all said drugs. I was like, ooh.
She talking about.
My mama watched it. Mama, I don't do.
Who gave me the word smoke? That was you, right? You
said
smoke.
That could have been like a chimney smoke. I didn't say smoke like cigarette. Mama, I do not smoke.
I feel like you get so used to
no drugs.
Hearing stuff in songs. So it's like almost subconscious. Like
yeah.
I'm rapping and just like the beat. I'm like.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I'd be saying the same things, you know.
Yeah.
What they talk about?
They talk about drugs.
Drugs, women, alcohol, cars, money.
Yeah. So sometimes it just comes out.
Hey, but shout out to you for real. That was our first time. I think that was our first time freestyling since season 2.
Oh, really? I got to see
that. Yeah.
It's been a minute.
I was saying, I'm very straightforward. Like, all I want is like. For the most part, it's just like quality time. Like, let's just hang out. Like, especially if I like you, you know. And then at this point in my life, I really want someone who's like also very ambitious and like has something going for them. So that's important too. But yeah, like I don't know. But also, like I really want someone who's like the right person for me. That's why, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who wanted to date me and stuff. But in that sense, I am picky. So I pick
take
and
your,
choose.
Take your
whatever.
Time with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Take your time with it. Let it come to you.
And on top of it, if you're in a relationship, that kind of takes away from your career.
Yeah.
Because you gotta give them time.
You gotta find that balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I would love to date someone who's like maybe doing what I'm doing or like in the same scene, so it's like easier.
Is that why a lot of people in the music industry date?
Yeah, they date each other.
It could be. Yeah, because, like, you just get each other and, like, yeah.
You know. Yo, imagine you could sing and you got your girl with you in the stew.
Oh, yeah. They play that.
This is too much.
Baby girl. Damn. We making hits after hits.
Hey.
Honestly, I feel like I just haven't found the right person. I don't think that, like, all guys are the same. So if you guys
at least you
have different experiences, I wouldn't be surprised.
Nah,
she wanna know. She wanna get to know us.
Especially, I feel like once I get out of South Florida, I might be a little bit more open to it. But down here, it's like,
yeah, it's a different lifestyle.
It is so toxic.
I don't know what it is. It's very toxic.
And I know that's I was talking about listening to Future, but I don't let Future's music apply to my life. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
I'm not gonna like be like, you know, all women ain't shit. All women are toxic. Mm-hmm. Just fuck with
this
music. Yeah,
because it's not true.
But
and all
I am speaking from firsthand experience, actually living down here and meeting different women, dating different women. Mm-hmm. It is definitely not a good place for that.
Yeah, and it sounds like we're like hating so hard on like.
Oh, I'm hating. Miami. I'm hating. Nah, this is the worst place to date.
I'm sure
hating.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
I mean, I guess.
If you're not from Miami and you're coming down here thinking you're going to find a wife, think again. Yeah. Think again. You might if you're lucky, if you're blessed. But it's not.
I feel like it's like the city life, you know, like, I don't know.
That's why you go down to Miami, everybody fucking looks the same for the most part.
And on top of it, you got a lot of tourists that come in.
Got a lot of tourists.
Yeah.
All on bullshit.
Yeah, they on go.
There's always something to do in Miami.
They on go.
And you know that. You're from there. There's always something to do.
Always.
They don't come down to have a wholesome picnic on the beach.
No.
It's not that's not what they're here for.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
That's what I mean by like city lifestyle. It's like, you know, it's different.
Yeah. It's cool though. I mean, I like it here. It's just you have to be very smart about it. You got to have a good head on your shoulders.
You got to be focused. There's a lot of distractions down here.
Yeah, I think that's what it is too. I feel like people themselves are so like distracted. Like they want to make money. They want to do this and this and that. It's like no one, I don't know. It just seems like no one really is trying to have like a whole
relationship. Everyone's trying to keep up with each other. Are you going to give your answer so we can get out of
here? Oh, I just said I don't believe in relationships. I don't believe in marriage. I don't.
Why not?
Believe in any of that.
Wait, what do you mean you don't believe in it? Like, you wouldn't date somebody?
Hey, chill on me.
What do you mean you don't believe in it? Like, you're going to be single forever? Or, like, you just want to date forever?
How do I explain this? Damn, that's tough.
This was your question.
She says she wanted to get to know us.
Would you say that, like, right now in your life, you don't believe in relationships?
Oh, no, I don't believe in them at all. That's like a whole like society thing that we like develop.
Marriage, I get. Some people don't believe in marriage.
Okay. The reason why I'm like this is because my parents dated for 25 years and then they got married and I saw no difference. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what the hell is the point of marriage? It's like a society like pressure type of thing. Like there's no point in it.
So could you date someone but not marry them?
I mean, there is a point when you think about the fact that like when you live with someone and you guys are both in the real world and you own a house together and stuff like that. You can, like, if your partner passes, you can be in some deep shit because they're gone. If like, or insurance and stuff. Like, when you look at, like, real-world issues, like, you guys have kids, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Marriage becomes kind of beneficial, especially when you're older. I feel like when you're younger, you have more of the luxury of just being like, eh.
Could be beneficial.
The older, could
it
be,
also
yeah.
could
yeah.
be
Everyone
be
has their own stance. Yeah, 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 exactly.
People don't talk about this. Like, it's marriage is marketed, like, it's love and pixie dust. No, it's a business.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a business
decision.
It's literally
decision. A contract. Mm-hmm. It's an actual contract.
Yeah. People get
and you know what's crazy up. Like you can't even like I realized the other day like you I always knew it but you can't get out of the contract like any other contract you can't just back out of a contract you know what I mean like the other person has to also agree that's why it's so hard to divorce if the other person doesn't want to which is crazy like it's an actual contract
see
like
I'm not against marriage but I am so picky when it comes to that like because
you have to
me personally both my parents got divorced. And I told myself, you know, I understand people get divorced these days, but me personally, I don't want to deal with that. I do not want to deal with that. If I'm getting married, my goal is to stay with you forever.
Yeah,
like even if I get married at freaking 45 years old, mm-hmm. I'll take my time.
Yeah. That's how it
but
should
I feel
be.
Like so many people in a rush to get married before 30 or whatever their goal is. And then next thing you know,
Yeah, you gotta be smart about it, like, cause your assets and everything is merging, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, you want to make sure that you're not gonna be splitting from someone and then have, you know. I get it, but you know.
That's why, like, I mean, prenups. Don't get me wrong. 25 years is a long time.
I don't understand why, especially from the man's view. Like, if we divorce, why do you get half my shit?
Well,
I don't get like especially if I built a successful company and you just benefit off it, like you. It's almost like you wasn't in a gym shooting with me. Like, why do you see? Nah, I'm not with that.
Sign that contract.
Well, it depends who you marry. If you're marrying somebody who doesn't have a lot, or
I'm not with that.
So just marry somebody on your level. You know, you might marry someone who has more than you.
Go get you a sugar mama.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm actually pretty attracted to women that I feel like are above me. I'm not gonna lie, I do.
Okay.
Woo! I'll keep it. No. I'll keep it 100. I do. Yeah, I do.
That's cool.
I do. Because then it kind of makes
that's
me feel.
That's my first time hearing.
No. I'm gonna keep 100. I feel that, like I feel like that are like. I'm gonna keep 100 that I feel like that are better than me, so I would have to level up. If I'm like, all right, put it this way. How do I say this? Like, if a rich girl says, I will only date you if you have money, I feel like that'd be different than a broke girl telling you, I only date you if you had money. If a rich girl tells you that, I would be like, damn, I gotta level up. Like, fuck, I'm not on her level. If a broke girl tells me that, I'm like, you just want me to pay your bills.
She gonna force you to grind a little bit?
Yeah, it's gonna force me to grow, I feel like. Mm-hmm. That's just my makeup. But if a broke girl tells me that, I'm like, yeah, your opinion is like not valid. Like, yeah. you just want me to work hard so I pay for your stuff. So it's not.
Yeah.
I don't really care for it.
I feel like I'm like, I won't require of you what I can't also bring to the table.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's how I look at it too, you know? Because, like, I don't want to look stupid. Like, yeah. You have to have this and this and that. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm like that too. But, like, I could date someone on my level. Or like, I don't know. As long as you, like, have, like, ambition and I can see that you have something going for you.
So that's potential a big plus for me too. Or if he's already there.
I prefer already there.
Hey, at least you straight up
about
it.
But if I really see that you have something going, like you know, because I myself, like, I could be richer, you know, like, I'm going to be real about it, obviously. Like, you know what I mean? So,
we all could
so I know, yeah, mm-hmm. I know how it is and stuff like that. So, I mean, but I know what I have, you know what I mean? So it's like, that's why I feel the right to like, require certain things of the people I date, because I know what I offer and it's only gonna increase in value, you know. So I'm very picky, especially now, about who I
know date. Your worth.
So what if he's like that? What if he's like, I know I'm here, but I'm going to
that's what I'm here. Saying like if you show me like what you're working on and like I see that it's really going somewhere, like, yeah, we can give it a shot, but I gotta really see it. You know,
you gotta be halfway there already.
Somewhat, you know, just, I don't know. It's a weird, like, I don't know. I'm not in the situation, but
she's throwing numbers in there as we speak.
Yeah. Like, I really value myself and my self-worth. So I'm looking for something that can match that. And I'll know it when I see it, you know, even if I can't say it and put it in black and white on pen and paper, like, I'll know it when I see it.
Okay. All
right. Kev, can we get some claps
she
in here?
She know what she want.
Thank you, Kev. Thank you. Thank you. Unfortunately, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah. It's all.
Because this was good, though.
And you got to go.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for your guys' insights. It was
of very course, of course. Usually we do this at the beginning, but, you know, we switch it up this time. So if you want to point to that camera, drop your socials for the people real quick.
So you can follow me on Instagram. It's official.arcana. And you can look at my music. I dropped an EP recently. It's called A Puma in the Shade. And, you know, there's more to come. On Twitter, I am Arcana on the Moon.
I think you're the first person to drop the Twitter.
Yeah, I'm into Twitter. Twitter, that's where all the juice is, you know?
Twitter's wild. Twitter's wild.
Yeah.
Twitter's pretty toxic.
It is. Couldn't relate.
If you just sit in the bleachers, though, you could just kind of watch it go down. Like.
Yeah, I watch it from a distance. I watch from a distance.
Yeah. That's facts. And again, it's your boy, Chris. You can follow me on IG at Mathis023.
And it's your boy, Kaz. You can follow IG at CAZ_0. But don't go nowhere.
No.
Because you know I do this every time. Man, you can follow this beautiful podcast at Can I Buy With Y'all Podcast. We added the podcast to it on Instagram, on TikTok, on Amazon, on Spotify, on YouTube, on Twitter. We are on Twitter, too, on everything. We appreciate you.